the moment, actually, we are launching a setup for Germany. We will have now in a week or 10 days a local warehouse where we can store the goods. So why we do that? Because to be able to ship faster and more for a better price for our clients. And of course, we will have at the moment we're establishing Amazon for a B2C segment, so for German people who to be able to buy our charcoal. And also the segment we are working more, and actually it's more easier for us, it's restaurants, because the chefs are the easiest client, because they already have knowledge, right? So you just need to send them the samples, they just try it out, and then they understand the value.
Rio Ishundu, der Umsetzungspodcast. We change directly again in English. Priority me and you. Second episode with the unbelievable, amazing, fantastic Edgar Salidis, located at the moment 19 kilometers from Riga. And now it's summertime. And what is the best thing to do in summertime? Yes, jump on the pool, be on the beach. But at the end, we need some specializing food, some tasty food, and what could be better than do some barbecue, grill, and all the stuff. That is the topic, and now we have the expert in the room for the little one, the little black pieces, charcoal things. So, first question. Thank you, Edgar, that we can speak about it. In Germany, especially, we have this discussion, what is better, charcoal or grill barbecue with gas? So, I give you this question, what is better? What is better and why?
Well, I can't answer which part is better, because in life, in many things, well, we have different things what we love. You know, the first thing, if you compare, and I know that in Germany, it's like the culture with the gas grilling is really on a high levels. So the first thing, of course, it's convenience, because you can do it quickly, fast, and do the food. So this is the one thing. Well, when I eat in restaurants, and then when they prepare on a gas grills, you need to have a special additional things that you do to reach the same taste and the smokiness for the meat, but rarely they do that, because if it's a gas grill, then you need to add some sawdust from the apple tree, for example, or a cherry tree to have some smoke at the end, and then to get this result which you would have with the charcoal. So if you do that, you can get a pretty almost the same result. Just the things that people mostly don't do that. And then it's not that tasty. For me, definitely, it's not that tasty. It's something is missing, you know, at the end. It's notes, the smoke and stuff. But yeah, with the charcoal, you can get a little bit different tastes. It's smoke comes in it. And if you use some special wood, you can also change the taste of the meat. And yeah, sometimes it's even, you know, question of maybe juiciness. It's a little bit more, because maybe you can get a faster result. I mean, in terms of meat grilling time, right? Mm-hmm. The faster, what I meant in the beginning, it's like the ignition and starting of the grilling. It's of course will be faster with the gas grills, but you know, I love the process with the charcoal. Yeah, because you start it. It's actually barbecue. It's about experience. It's a journey. And most of the times, of course, there are situations when you come back from work and you want to grill something quick, then you just put it on a gas grill. But for the times when you have some kind of celebration, you know, weekend in the summer, some friends are coming in. So it's I think it's also the place for a bonding. I don't know how it's in Germany, but in Latvia, you know, usually when you have a party with the friends, so ladies are somewhere together, you know, chatting and stuff like that. And then there are guys, and most likely they will be around the grill, you know. chatting and talking and stuff like that. So yeah, and sometimes you see this one guy who is damned, I would say, because he's sitting near the grill whole party time, you know, doing some things with all kind of items to ventilate the charcoal to get the right temperature, and it's not getting there, and you know, meat is not ready and charcoal is already gone and or finished, and you still have to barbecue some meat, or some friends are late in a party, so they just came and you need again, you know, some to get them this hot ready meat. So yeah, and this is what we are working with, and we are delivering the product, which actually helps you not to be the one who is damned in a party, sitting and grilling all the evening because of the bad charcoal. Actually, that's the main thing why people are pretty long time sitting to the barbecue or standing to the barbecue, because charcoal maybe is not doing the best. And so with our product, you don't have to do the ventilations and stuff like that. You can easily ignite it, and it's stable temperature, 30% higher than the regular charcoal. So this gives you also the shorter time for preparation for the meat, and it stays juicy. So usually the people have a problem, as I mentioned, that your charcoal has run out already. You need to do the second barbecue, but you still have the meat. Mm-hmm. For our clients, it's the vice versa. So they did already in the meat, but charcoal is still running in the barbecue, right? So for those, as you mentioned before, for ceramic egg ones, the Kamado type grills, you can just close the oxygen flow, and then it will be distinguished, and then you can reignite this charcoal. For those who are Mongol type, I don't know if in Germany you have this culture, in Latvia we have, when you have this like box on a four feet, just a box without any lid. It's the most popular, you know, traditional Mongol type. If you have this also in Germany, so what to do with the charcoal then, you know? And in our case, you can pour, when you have finished the grilling and there is still charcoal, you can pour hot water on them to distinguish the fire, then dry them out and actually use them a second time. You can't do this with the regular charcoal because it just vaporizes then in a some muddy consistence. So yeah, that's one of the things. But the main idea is just that we give a better experience, as I say, for a barbecue. You don't need to do some kind of stuff which you are used to do. You get resolve faster, juicier, and you can spend more time with the friends in a party, which is actually the main thing what you want to get, is the tasty food, happy guests, and this is what we are working with, yeah, so to deliver better experience.
Wow, so brilliant characteristic what you describe. I'm really excited to test it in the next days and weeks, because for me, this barbecue or grill, it's like you said, it is a kind of ritual. Yeah, it comes from the evolutional side. Yes, the men make the fire, blah blah blah, yeah, have some beer, or in, I don't know, water it was, maybe in the early ages. But it is like a ritual. I remind me, for example, my father-in-law, in every time he opened and start two places, and then he give much fire on it, do the meat, the sausages and all the stuff, put it in a pot, and that's it. And then I said that you can eat alone, because the first maybe is good, but the second one is more than blah. So, my position was, okay, Also, when I have maybe a better one instead of from the discount, or we have also some different things, also some local producers here nearby, Erzgebirge, never ever have discussed the characteristic like you described. So I'm really excited about it. And then I said, okay, I have 2-3 packages here. And when it's empty, we start again, because it's more the ritual and enjoying. And for me, it can be taken 2, 3, 5, or 10 hours. So, and it's not also about starting in the evening. Hey, we can also start in the morning. We can start in, so, and then it's a long-term run. So maybe for preparing some things for lunch, then we have a break. Then other things for the dinner, it's also okay, and I love this. So, and yeah, on the other hand, I give my barbecue crones or chronicles to some other guys, because I learned a guy from me, and he has much experience. He has 7 different type of grill stations in his house, yeah, from gas to pellets to charcoal to this and that. And they said, this is better for this, this is that. It was more like a 3 or 6 time kitchen. And he also prepared his mayonnaise on itself, his ketchup on himself. And so it's like, how many time you have? So, and I invited this guy and said, let us prepare the barbecue for our school, first school day or school celebration of our little son. And he comes, and we prepared already the buns. Shock frozen that we have it. So a fully day prepared the buns. We're standing in the, okay, he made it, and I give some tips what he not expected, and said, let it, yeah. So, but what was funny, it is what you said, it's enjoy the journey to that, the little steps, and then you have much more when you do it on your own. For me, it's not the thing, it's not barbecue to heat it up fast, grill something, eat, and then it's, no, then you do the grilling more, then you are not more hungry. Grilling or barbecues for me come together, like you said, people can run to the sauna, or you come on the fireplace, to that, or it is the same or similar. Yeah? So, where it comes from, the idea that we have to then level up this charcoal things, giving some better experience, where it comes from?
Yes, actually, it came from the need to find the best way what to do with the sawdust. And because, as you said, we are a country with a lot of, you know, forests, trees and stuff like that. And so for a wood processing industry, so when you cut some decks, when you cut lumber and cut some decks, so you, what's left, so sawdust is what's left. So and like 30 years ago, like I remember like one story when Swedish entrepreneur, which is related also with the wood processing industry, he came to the Latvian 90s and said, like, what you are doing, guys? Why you are burning sawdust? Why you are digging sawdust in the forest? Because at that time, actually, there was not where to put it. It was so many sawdust, and it was application like for these granite pellet factories, was pellet industry was not that developed at that time. But for in Sweden, it was already there. That's why he was like really surprised, guys, are you crazy? And now in these days, we also have a countries where there's a territory is really large, and there's a lot of forest, and there's no economic sense to put whole truck with a sawdust and then drive 300 kilometers to the pellet factory, because you are actually moving air and it costs a lot. So, and then the scientists like came up with several ideas, and this was one of the, I think, the best with added value. So what we do, we take this sawdust, compress it within the briquettes, and with these briquettes you also can heat a house in winter, or put it in a fireplace. But then we put that in the oven, and we burn it, and everything which is not needed for the barbecue actually is burned out. This is the situation. Sometimes I have a clients, they're older age, and they say, yeah, Edgars, but I use, you know, just a firewood, and I also can do the grill. I say, yes, you can do that, of course, but it takes a lot of time, and a lot of stuff which you actually don't need for a barbecue is still in there. You know, that's why it's a lot of smoke, sometimes something flying out from the firewood, you know, with the sounds and stuff like that. So these things we are already taking away in an oven, and you already get the pure 70+% carbon. So which is actually the main thing what you need for a grilling. And I also say, you know, this the same thing, you can also go to the work with a horse, because it's convenient, right? So, but you most likely will use some different type of transport because you save time, you do that faster. And with the charcoal the same, you also can do like 3 hour before, you know, party, you do the 3 hour before like the fire pit with the firewood. It also will work, yes, but then it takes a lot of time, and you need to take into consideration a lot of other stuff. For me, I love that I can spend time with the people who are came into the party as my guests, you know, not, you know, sitting by the fireplace waiting the right moment. And also, if we do that, our technology, we compress it, and it's actually double the density of the oak in the nature. So it's pretty, really dense. And so this means it's a lot of energy there, and you need a really small amount of the charcoal to do the job. And the difference is 2.5 times if we compare with the regulars. And for example, with the temperature, well, before I joined this segment with the charcoal, I actually didn't know. And most people don't know what is the temperature my charcoal is burning, you know. The regular one from the alder or birch would be some kind of 650 to 750 Celsius. So our charcoal burns with a 900, 930 in that range. So, and this gives infrared beams. It's a lot of, you know, science now I'm saying, but to understand why it is better, because the infrared beam is longer, and it's the same as you when you do ski in the Alps. It's also like, it's actually cold there, but when you stand in the sun, you can get some burns, you know, and it's heating because it's infrared beams. And it is the same with the grilling. They're longer, they get faster into the meat, so you don't need that much time to prepare, and it stays juicy. Because what happens when you have not that good charcoal, it doesn't burn with a higher temperature, so you need to wait more to center to be ready, and the outside is already drying out and it starts to burn. So, and every time you see, you know, black bark on the meat, so it means that in that place it's already dried out and it's already burning. And of course there are times it's not tasting good at all. So yeah, there are specific types which you need when you need this bark be a little bit burnt, you know, with the steaks and stuff, but it's different story. Yeah, most of the things is that's what we aim and do. It's the shorter time, better experience. You don't need to. And actually, one other thing is that for the chefs, those who grill in a professional way, they have this saying that it's a golden window. So these are the minutes when it's perfect for grilling. For a regular charcoal, it's approximately 30, 35 minutes if we are speaking about alder or birch type of wood. And for our, it's like 1.5 hours. It's like the on an average. So it's 3 times more longer this window. And if you're saying like you have whole day event, this is where restaurants and barbecue or catering actually companies really love our product because it's long lasting. And sometimes they even don't have to reignite the grill if they're doing the, I don't know, in some kind of rock festival. You know, you have this line which is standing and they want to have your shashlik. And so actually this is the your preparation time and action time. It's directly related with your business, how much you will sell in the break or through the event. And you have to be, you have to have those who have a professional charcoal, which is really working precisely, so they just earn more money. We had some business case in Lithuania with the one pretty, I think it's the largest actually, the restaurant chain. And we did the calculations. They switching the charcoal type what they're used to do, and now they save 3,000 euros in a month just on charcoal, right?
Wow.
Of course, like this amount is pretty significant because they use a lot of charcoal, right? So, but that's the idea. So, and the one thing which we are not thinking about, and I was the same before I joined this segment, we don't know actually how, what's the cost of one barbecue. Because we don't think about it, right? But in this case, when we go to the store, we look at its price, and then there is this liters, which is actually people scamming, you know, because it should be in kilos, and we sell only in kilos because in liters, come on, you can put there anything inside, right? So how you can measure how much energy is there? So we have only kilos, and with our type of charcoal, the thing is that one barbecue time will cost you less than the regular charcoal. Although the bag won't be cheaper if we compare like bag to bag, but as we have 2.5 to 3 times more efficiency, so that's the math, right? So if you want to use 7 kilo bag for more charcoal, it will be 2.5 to 3 bags with the regular. And then if you compare how much what's the cost of 3 bags for a regular, so you will get the math. Yeah, that's the idea. So what we are trying to deliver is people start thinking about how, what's the cost, because even like the most worst quality charcoal now, I don't know how it's in Germany, but in Latvia, and there were some retail stores, you can get something around 4.55 euros, something like that. So in most cases with our charcoal, it will be some 2 euros one barbecue at a time, 2-3 euros. If you are using the water, so it will be even less. So but those, it's only for those who want to be super efficient. So yeah, that's actually more or less the stuff. Yeah, idea came from what to do with the waste and how to add the best value to the waste. Sawdust.
Wow. Wow,
It's
wow,
not
wow.
waste, actually, it's byproduct. I would, yeah,
Yeah.
rephrase.
There was so much wisdom also in what you said on the example on ch from Chagall, right? What I will underline and say it again, it's what you compare. Do you compare the price when you buy it, or you can compare the result? So in every time, take a look on the result. So, and then you can have a better view for a decision what you can buy. It's in every time. So yes, you can. It's especially when you sketch such things here, like with some text marker and so on. You can buy some, I would say, more cheaper, okay? You don't know how much ink in it, and so on, and so on. And you will write it, and then you write it one time, second time, and the third time, you start again, and it's empty, for example. Or the top is not so the best one, and so on, and so on. Or you take these advices from some, from the most best, I don't know, painters or what else who have this experience that no, take this. Yes, it has 10x from the prices, but you save your nerves. You have this and this. You are able to give the best performance with what you want in this moment. That's it. So And that is for me in every time, because I also see it. Yesterday I had a conversation, how much costs a little baguette or roll with some fish, fresh fish, not on sale. And I said, at the moment in the aisle there, we were on vacation, about, I don't know, 5-6 bucks, something like that. And then the lady said, we were there at 2019, there was only 3. Do you buy this food, or you enjoy your vacation with underlining the best thing, the best tools, it's as fresh, it's this and this and this. Otherwise, go to the discount, buy you some package and make it on your own. And then you have to add the time and this and this and this and that. And then you have 10 bucks maybe. So,
but definitely.
Take, and this is also what you can say in life. Think about what comes after. Yeah, you buy this and then this, this, and this, and that. So, and I'm fully with you. I like this idea to put it one time. How it is with smokers? Because I bought me a smoker last year and I tried it. That is also much completely new experience of me. Also we put it there, try also some different wooden things with some whiskey taste or not, or this and this and that. It's really fantastic. So, but therefore, when I know I have this separate box, where the fire is in or the charcoal is into, when you can compare it with the average of the normal one. So smoking belongs what you do, minimum 6, better 8 or 12 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you experience especially with that, sir?
Yeah, but the smokers, you have two things to get a good result. You need temperature, that's one thing, and then you need smoke for the flavor, right? Mm-hmm. So in this case, we have a clients also who do the smoking, and they mix usually, so they have our charcoal to get this right temperature, because they are long lasting and this temperature is stable, so they can, you know, put the right amount in and it's like standing there, so it's perfect for them. And then they add either it's firewood from a specific type wood, you know, as you said, apple tree or cherry tree and stuff like that, or others, you know, in different countries. We have in Spain, you know, it's totally different, these flavor stuff. So yeah, and then from this flavor stuff you get this smoke and then you get this taste. But for me to be ready, you need this temperature. So actually for smokers, they are combined. And yes, that's how they work, and they love, because it's less hassle for temperature stuff, and then you time by time just adding those flavory smoky part which you choose. So yeah, it's also good for the smokers.
So finally, what are the next steps with you and the charcoal company, and which clients or partners do you looking for, in which countries, in which area?
Well, at the moment, actually, we are launching a setup for Germany. We will have now in a week or 10 days a local warehouse where we can store the goods. So why we do that? Because to be able to ship faster and more for a better price for our clients. And of course, we will have, at the moment, we're establishing Amazon for a B2C segment. So for German people who to be able to buy our charcoal. And also the segment we are working more, and actually it's more easier for us, it's restaurants, because the chefs are the easiest client, because they already have knowledge, right? So you just need to send them the samples, they just try it out, and then they understand the value, and they don't have to do, I don't have to do that much education for them. And we have already some clients in Germany, and we are now, you know, shipping from here. But after the warehouse will be set in place, will be really more convenient. And we also have a Shopify store And we will add also some options to buy, you know, in bigger amounts for restaurants. But nevertheless, while it's not there, if anyone wants to try it out and to do something with a charcoal, yeah, just they can, you know, find me in the LinkedIn or Facebook, and Smart Charcoal in Instagram, Facebook. We all have accounts there. So yeah, usually it happens that way. We send out the sample, they try, they like it, then we agree on some bigger amounts, some pellets or something like that. And yeah, that's how we work now. So yeah, Germany actually is one of the main markets now we're looking for. Then we will go further, you know, Spain, France and stuff like that. But yeah, with Germany, we're somehow starting the... we are doing the Belgium, Lithuania, you know, England. We have exports there, but yeah, we didn't have much in Germany, and now we are expanding there, and yeah. So this would be a great opportunity.
I think spontaneous thing efforts. It's also a good add-on or relevant for all the caravan and camping industry, right? When you have big places and so on and so on. I could imagine that if you have a camping store or a camping place where are able maybe thousands caravans there, and yeah, there are some shops and so on and so on. And I think it could also be, because at the moment I must think about it, there is one guy in our network and BNI also, who is the president of this German caravan blah blah class. And maybe that is a good multiplicator minimum, or somebody who has all the connection to this bigger caravan places in Germany. So cross the fingers.
It's also a segment, you're right.
Yeah. Cross the fingers, because I saw in the vacation that the caravans getting bigger and bigger, more modern, more luxury and so on, because the people, I think it's also some result on this pandemic stuff, that the people are able to travel. It doesn't matter is the hotel are open or not, but you have different, of course, different bases. You are the raw guy, yes, with some little things and so on, making all for yourself, or you have your fully house on the road or on the wheels with you. So I think, but in general, everyone can use the same chargle, for example. Yeah. So conquer the world with chargles, with Edgar's, Salidis, and Smart Charcoal, putting or making some better events, more effective events in B2C and B2B as well, taking a look on it. What, for example, some gastronomy chain or want to have it like you did it with this calculation. So you do it in every case, or in which size that is relevant for you, that is like, okay, I make you a calculation that you have a good decision. So because when I said, okay, I'm a grandfather and I want to have one package per year, it's enough. Can you do my calculation? As as from the consulting perspective, it's like, thank you. It is more cheap when you only test it and buy it. Did you bought some nonsense product in your life? Yes. So you have the chance 50-50, that is now a good one, right? But what is, when it's very really relevant for you, that it makes sense to make such calculation?
Well, I would say that most likely we would start with this sample stuff, because after the tryout, then they have the full information and they really want to know, you know, what's the cost, okay, what we can haggle and stuff like that. So that's the first part. But we do the calculations. It's not that often, because at the beginning, after the test, they pretty much already understand. So what was the time with our charcoal and how what they used with the regular one. So when it's a really easy math, you know, they don't need much calculations, but yeah, if they had, in this case, when we did it, I think they had some 15 or 16 restaurants places, so it's already a mountain, and then it's like, of course, the numbers are bigger, but if it's like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 restaurants, so there will be difference anyway, and but they will understand that after the sampling and trying out. So, but yeah, if someone would love to receive the calculations approximately, we actually need to understand what kind of charcoal they are using at the moment, so we can, you know, adjust the numbers. But yeah, best would be just try it out and then then see.
How you sell high performance sport cars? Yeah. Ew,
just try it out.
It costs. You have to use so much fuel and the insurance and the tire and the wheels and so on and so on. So, and a reparation costs, or you give them the key and say, like, drive it. And then we speak, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
So that's about life experience.
You have developed, so this Champions League on the charcoal, I would say, so from the definition, right? So Edgar, thank you for your time, for the insight about this industry and what is also some secret technologies and much knowledge in this little black pieces. Very brilliant. So last words from your side, and till we see us on the next barbecue.
Yeah, thank you, Sebastian, for having me here. What I could say, I just wish everyone to have a best time with the barbecue, have your loved ones with you, enjoy life, and yeah, maybe try to use some products which actually makes your life better or easier. For me, it's the main idea, just easier. I'm actually a really lazy person, and I don't like to, you know, put a lot of time in something if it's so simple as a charcoal. And it was, and as we used to say, if you use the right charcoal and you save some money, so you can invest that money in more important things. Like, for example, buy a better steak, right? On the money you saved on charcoal. So actually, yeah, this is what I would wish for everyone. Enjoy the summer, make a barbecue. And actually, barbecue season doesn't end in the summer. I don't know how in Germany, but in certain types of the meat and the steaks, it's really different taste and really good taste if you prepare it in the winter and when it's minus 20. So but usually people maybe don't do that as much, because maybe some charcoal can't do the job if it's like minus 20 outside. With our product, it's not a problem. So we usually say that we don't have a season for a barbecue season. Actually, it's a whole year. And yeah, I would encourage you and the other viewers to do barbecue also in winter. It's really lovely with the, you know, hot wine, some steak, and it's something really amazing. Glühwein, right? Glühwein, if I remember right.
Yeah, Glühwein. Yeah, Glühwein. Mullet wine, perfectly. So, yes, I think there are different believing communities, I would say, so, but the modern world. So it's also mine. I like it very much in the winter time. So when it's a little bit crisp outside, I would say, so minus maybe also some snow around, you have a fireplace, a barbecue nearby. Yes. For the ladies, some heating mushrooms, this, yeah, that they also can stay longer outside, because cold feet and cold hands. That is the
well, if they will stand near the barbecue with the smart charcoal, they will get all the heat. Actually, there was a situation now in the mid-summer solstice. We had so much rain that in the evening, when we should have to ignite the fireplace, this big one, not the fireplace, but yeah, fire. We should have to light the fire, you know, with the big chunks with the wood, and it was so wet and we couldn't light it. We, you know, used some gasoline, something like that, but it runs out and it doesn't fire. And in the meantime, we already did, of course, the barbecue under the, you know, small roof, and we have been finished, and there's a lot of charcoal there still. And I was like, and somebody's saying like, okay, Edgar, put your smart charcoal in it, like, you know, as a joke, maybe, you know, we will ignite the this fire. And of course I did, and the fire went on. So yeah, we even took a small video how we do that. It's already dark, but yeah, so sometimes it even helps, you know, when the barbecue is ready, meat is already done, you can heat your fingers and other parts of the body or your guests near the barbecue. So yeah, you're right. Maybe even you don't need these mushrooms.
Yeah, but very cool. Good hack, because we have also some traditional fires in different dates, some celebration dates or different things like this witch burning or so it's good. So because at the moment or in every time they said, oh, hopefully it's not raining, hopefully it's good weather, and now it doesn't matter which weather. Call Edgar's, buy you some smart goggles, and then you have a good barbecue, and I guarantee that the fire will burn. You only need an umbrella, for example, for yourself, or celebrate the heat in the rain, whatever. So thanks for your time. Greetings to the family. And we see us, I don't know if it would be this year in Riga again, but I think I plan some training. Well, it is an idea to come to minimum some training to Lithuania, and maybe then I make a short break in Riga as well. So we will see.
Yeah, we will. We have actually in the end of September this Baltic Convention.
So
I think you are also in the guest list. No,
Not really. I was invited, but we have 1 week before the national or the day what comes to the national conference in the next year in Prague. And so yeah, I have, when we coming back on the first episode, I have much credits by my wife on this amount, but one time in a month I think it's fully okay. So then I have a little bit here and there. No, I think we spoke about in November for 2 days training or something like that, but it will coming on the next, but that is nearby. Okay. But really, yep. In the podcast, so it's now my recommendation. Yes, you can visit Riga, you can visit maybe also the smart coal company, the smart charcoal company, and but only Riga is a visit worth. Very traditional, in the same time modern city, nice guys, not only Edgar's, also some other one. And if you want to play Maniac and Mafia with searching some Maniac, also call Edgar's. Maybe he invite you. And that's it. So, for the men.
Definitely. Thank you, Sebastian. Bye-bye.